Okay, on Simchas Torah night, I know we're going back a couple of weeks, after Hakafas were over in my shul, I went to DRS to catch the end of Hakafas there and to pick up my children, and as soon as they took out the Torah, Hakafas were over, they started laning, so I was talking to someone, I said, okay, this is where I leave, and he said, this is an old classmate of mine, a person who knows how to learn very well, Bensi Radinsky, and he said, you can't leave now. I said, what do you mean I can't leave now? I have to leave. He said, no, the Sefer Torah is out, you're not allowed to leave when the Sefer Torah is out. Not only did I want to leave, there are a lot of people that were in the room, as often happens in shuls after Hakafos, that were just schmoozing the whole time. So I thought it would be appropriate to talk about when are you and are you not allowed to leave during Kriyas HaTorah, when are you and are you not allowed to talk during Kriyas HaTorah, and we should also talk about whether these Yisurim of leaving and of talking are a function of Kavod HaTorah, or they're a function of your personal chiyuv in Kriyas HaTorah. Nafkamina might be Simchas Torah night, where there is no chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. Rabbi Willig Shlita said that he instructs his gabayim, do not give me the aliyah on Simchas Torah night. He says if he was called up, he would say the bracha, but he'd rather not be machnis into that issue, because it is not much basis for that Kriyas HaTorah. So let's first talk about leaving while the Sefer Torah is open. The Gemara Maseches Brachos in Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, quotes a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, "Va'ozve Hashem yichlu," that those who abandon the Ribono Shel Olam should disappear. And the Gemara says, "Zeh haminiach Sefer Torah k'shu pasuach." Who are those that abandon Hashem? Those who leave when the Sefer Torah is opened. However, the Gemara adds, "Ben gavra legavra shapir dami." Ben gavra legavra, between aliyos, you're allowed to walk out, and that is paskined directly in Shulchan Aruch as it appears in the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah says that leaving ben gavra legavra is not as simple as the Gemara makes it sound. There are four conditions that need to be met in order to allow you to even walk out ben gavra legavra. Number one, 10 people have to remain in the shul so that they could still have a minyan. Number two, you have to have already heard laning, so you're not risking missing your own chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. Number three, it has to be a tzorech gadol. There has to be a significant reason why you want to leave. And then Bir Halacha, he adds that you can't do it consistently, because that looks like you're just trying to be porik all if you're always walking out in ben gavra legavra of Kriyas HaTorah. So only when those four conditions are met, only then are you allowed to leave, and even then, only ben gavra legavra, right? But never at all during Kriyas HaTorah. The Bir Halacha just points out that the issur to leave when the Torah is open applies even before they start laning from the Torah. As long as it's out and open, that's the issur already applies. And that would imply, l'chora, that it's a din in Kavod HaTorah, not a din in Kriyas HaTorah. However, the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tefila is asur latzeis min haknesses b'shah shakorei Kore, that it's while the Kriya is going on, not just while the Torah is open. There's an interesting tshuva in Ha'elv Chashlomer of Shlomo Kluger in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Zayin. There was a fellow who refused a Sefer Torah for the second Hakafah. They gave him a Sefer Torah for the second Hakafah and he refused. Why? Because he held that he's worthy of a first Hakafah. So he was insulted that they didn't give him a Sefer Torah for the first Hakafah, so he refused the Sefer Torah. A person needs to do a serious Cheshbon HaNefesh if you ever find yourself in feeling insulted by something like that. But he said that this would be included in what that Pasuk in Yeshaya is talking about of Ozvei Hashem. This is someone who's turning down an opportunity to hold the Torah. So that is Ozvei Hashem. It's a bizayin for the Sefer Torah. So any design for the Sefer Torah is included, which really strongly indicates that Shlomo Kluger understands that this is not at all a din in Kriyas HaTorah. This is a din in Kavod HaTorah, and it goes well beyond Kriyas HaTorah. Bir Halacha also says that as soon as laning is over, even before the last bracha, it's a machlokas whether you're allowed to leave. Do you have to wait till the bracha? So Rabbi Chadosh says you can leave, but the Mati Yehuda disagrees because the bracha relates to the Kriya. It also may be an issue about whether it's a din in Kriyas HaTorah or Kavod HaTorah. Now, are there exceptions? Now, certainly, of course, there's always an exception. Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to leave during Kriyas HaTorah. Are there any other exceptions other than Pikuach Nefesh? So the Aruch HaShulchan talks about a case of an ones, there's some other emergency that's not Pikuach Nefesh. So he says, says even though Onus Rachman Apatre Kol Kama Sheyachal Onus Atzmo Mechuyav Lanus Atzmo V'lo Latzeis. Don't take it lightly. Even if it seems like it's an emergency, not everything is an emergency, and you shouldn't leave even for a real onus. What if a person has to use the bathroom? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Yesh l'stapik. I'm not sure. He says, even if you're at the point where it's going to be a violation of Bal Teshaktzu to hold it in, he says, I don't know. What's the halach over here? Is this the like Kemtza Psuke de Zimra? O kriyashmo birchusev yetze, o dino kitfila shogomer tfilaso. Is this similar to in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, where you're also not supposed to just leave, but if you have to go to the bathroom, you're allowed to? Or is it like being in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, where you're not allowed to, even if you have to go to the bathroom? So he says, it seems that dino kitfila. The gadol kavod haTorah ki kavod haShchina. Tfila is kavod haShchina, and kavod haTorah is as great as the kavod haShchina. It's a medrash Yalkut Shimoni. So halavai osia zavu v'taras yishamaru, that halavai they should abandon me, Hashem says, and observe the Torah, and therefore you have to wait until the Ola finishes the Aliyah, if you're able to, if you're able to hold yourself in for that long. A third situation, Prima Gadim is not sure, what if you just came in to collect tzedakah, or to get somebody, can you leave then during Kriyas HaTorah? L'chara would depend on that Chakira, if it's about Kavod HaTorah, or Yechiv in Kriyas HaTorah, because in that case, you have no chiyuv, you're not even participating in that minyan. And that leads to the next discussion. That's all about leaving. What about talking during Kriyas HaTorah, talking while the Torah is open? So the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph tells us, Kivan sheniftach sefer Torah, as soon as the Torah is open, asur l'sapra afilu b'divrei Torah. You're not even allowed to talk in learning. And quotes a pasuk that, you're not allowed to talk even in learning. The Gemara in Brachos, however, tells us that Rav Sheshes used to be mahader ape v'garis. He would turn away, he would turn his face away, and he would learn during Kriyas HaTorah. So that is an apparent stira. The Gemara in Sota says you're not allowed to talk even in learning. The Gemara in Brachos says Rav Sheshes used to talk in learning, used to turn his face away and learn during Kriyas HaTorah. So the tour in Siman Kuf Mem Vav quotes three answers to this question. Beis Yosef adds four more. So there are lots and lots of answers to this question. The Torah quotes Shitas Rashi that Rav Sheshes did so quietly. It's usher to talk, to be audible during Kriyas HaTorah, but to learn quietly would be mutter. And many other Rishonim, Tosos, and the Rush and the Mordechai say something very very similar. And the Shibbol HaLeket writes that we learn during laning because only speaking out loud is a problem. So if you hold like that answer, that would be the case. The Rush explains the Chiddush is Mahadar Ape, that even though he turns away, it's still not viewed as a busha to the Sefer Torah, as a bizayon to the Sefer Torah. The Bach quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that it's even also to speak ben gavra le gavra. So then certainly it would not be would obviously be Asur, but the Bach rejects it because he says the whole reason you're not allowed to speak is because it's disruptive. Then Gavra L'Gavra, there's nothing to disrupt. Anyway, that's answer number one. Answer number two, the Torah quotes from the Bahag, that it's only Asur to speak when there aren't 10 people listening to Kriyas HaTorah. And the Bach explains that's why he had to be Mahadar Ape, because they needed 10 people listening. So they needed to know whether they can count him. So he physically moved, turned away so they knew not to count him toward the minyan. That's why he was Mahadar Ape. And then third shita that the Torah quotes is the Rif, that only Rav Sheshes, who is Tarasa Umnaso, is allowed to speak and learning during Kriyas HaTorah, but no one else, no one who's on a lower Madrego would be allowed to. Then the Beis Yosef quotes all these other answers. Tamid Rebbe Niona and Brachos says that only Rav Sheshes, because he was blind. So Dvarim Shebechsav Yatarashi Lamram Balpeh, so he's Pater from Kriyas HaTorah anyway. But a person who's Chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, a person with sight, would not be Pater from Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore would not be allowed to learn while Kriyas HaTorah is going on. Another approach, the Beis Yosef quotes, that it's only okay if he turned away and started learning before Kriyas HaTorah started. He was already Osek in the Torah. Then he doesn't have to engage in that different form of Talmud Torah of Kriyas HaTorah. He's doing his own Talmud Torah, but that had to have begun before. Third approach the Beis Yosef quotes is the Kolbo, that since they used to have only the first and the last Ola say Brachos, so if you'd get called up for an Aliyah in the middle and you were busy doing something else the whole time, it will turn out that you were Mafsik between the Brachos, but now that the minhag has changed, we still keep that old Halacha anyway. Then a final approach, Tosus writes in Sota Daf Lamed Tes, that Tosus says that Mahadar Ape Shaini, What does that mean? Mahadar ape shiny. So Rav Shachter explains in Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Mem that in order to be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, a person needs to be mitstarif with the tzibur that's listening, because there's no Kriyas HaTorah biyachid. So the only way to participate in Kriyas HaTorah is to create a sense of tziruf with the rest of the tzibur. So Tosus holds that in order to be mitstarif, everyone needs to be facing the Sefer Torah. Everyone needs to connect in some way. So how do you connect? By physically orienting your body and your face toward the Sefer Torah. So when you turn away, you're showing that you're not being mitzarif with the tzibur. Oh, once you turn away, you're not being mitzarif with the tzibur, so then whatever Yisurim applied during Kriyas HaTorah won't apply to you, because it's not during Kriyas HaTorah to you. So Rav Shachter writes that we should be machmir for the Shita. What does it mean to be machmir for the Shita? That when Kriyas HaTorah is happening and you're trying to be Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah, you should face the Torah. A lot of people don't do this. Shuls are set up, obviously the beam is in the middle, and a lot of times people are facing away from the Torah. So aside from the general problem of turning your back to the Sefer Torah, which is a whole other issue, so there's the issue of just being mitzaref to the Kriya, that is a worthy thing to do, against the Prima Gadim, who holds that when the Torah is on the Bima, you can have your back to it, because it's in its own Rishos, and that's why the rabbis allowed a darshan in front of the Aron Kodesh, because it's in its own Rishos. Rav Shachter thought that you should face the Torah during Kriya's Torah, but the bottom line is, you shouldn't leave when the Torah is out, unless it's been Gavra L'Gavra, and there's a major need to do so, and one should not talk during Kriyas HaTorah either. We should be more careful about all of these halachas.